This is Dakota Daybook for February 16th. The history of Wild West Medora makes up one of North Dakota's best stories, with its intimate connections to Theodore Roosevelt, the Marquis de Moores, the Badlands, cattle herds, and the national grasslands. The town is the heart of Billings County. In fact, Medora has been the county seat since 1886. Tourists who visit Medora routinely drive past the Billings County Courthouse, a beautiful red-brick, modernistic building. Medora is a premier tourist destination, but strangely, Medora is Billings County's only incorporated town, for Billings County has historically been sparsely populated. Medora is busy in summer, quiet in winter. Billings County has prosperity today, from tourism dollars and from petroleum revenues. But there was a time in the 1930s when Billings County was in deep financial trouble. It was on this date in 1940 that the Bismarck Tribune reported that Billings County was virtually bankrupt and about to dissolve as a unit of government. The county did not have enough property tax revenue to meet current operating expenses. In fact, Billings County officials asked the North Dakota legislature to wipe Billings County off the state map. The county lacked taxable property. Out of almost 750,000 acres, fewer than 300,000 acres were taxable. School lands and public domain had always been non-taxable, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Park Service had now purchased over 342,000 acres of county land that would eventually become Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the Little Missouri National Grasslands. The federal government had condemned the land as unfit for agriculture and bought it through its submarginal land purchase program. The end result was a fiscal crisis for the county. In the 1930s Depression decade, a combination of low rainfall and low agricultural prices forced most of the farmers and ranchers off the land. When fodder for cattle could not be found, the livestock died from lack of feed or from dust in their lungs. The drought was catastrophic, and there also came clouds of ravenous grasshoppers to make agriculture in Billings County nearly impossible. By 1939, the population fell to slightly over 2 persons per square mile. Being in bankruptcy, the county proposed having the federal government buy all the land in the county and liquidate Billings County. Providentially, the rains began to fall again in 1940. Resilient ranchers revived, cattle resumed grazing on refreshed green grasslands, and the people escaped dissolution of Billings County, just barely by the skin of their teeth, and Medora survived as the county seat, later to thrive as one of the state's top tourist destinations. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.